Morrison.
Hi there, my name is Lisa Hamilton.
And we are discussing everything trash related, reality TV, pop culture, and just dirty celebs, I guess. Yeah. I guess that falls into pop culture realm kind of thing.
That was a gorgeous intro.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm not really good at the whole intro thing, but that's just like, that's where we're at.
I mean, that's fine. Not many people are good at talking these days.
No. I tried to do this like once upon a time with a dear, dear friend of mine, and he has moved on to greener pastures.
He's no longer with us.
He's no longer with us.
He
got a job where he can't be embarrassed by a format like this. So
That's not us.
Not we can embarrass reality. Our dumb asses every day of the week.
So I guess if you're listening to this, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We're paying our respects to you. Every week we're going to be sort of going through a new reality TV show, hopefully with an Australian focus because I feel like
there's not enough people talking about the dumb shit that's going on our TV screens.
We're stupid.
We're so dumb.
People need to know about it. And we need to spend hours of our lives dissecting those stupid things.
100%.
So who's more dumb?
Maybe
please
us.
Don't answer that. No. Anyone out there.
Okay, thank you. So this week we're going to look at Married at First Sight because it is the train wreck that's got Australia lapping it up.
Affectionately known as MAFS.
MAFS.
Yeah.
We will just refer to it as MAFS.
Now, I like to put my personal feelings about this show aside because it's so damn bad. I mean, it's really pushing like a hetero agenda and I really don't like that. It's problematic in 2019, but push that aside and you've got some fucking trashy TV. And
I just like people that are a mess. And from what I've seen so far, there are a lot of messes.
Yeah, I know that you really do, find a deep connection with people who are messy.
Yeah, yeah, because it makes me feel better about my dumb, messy life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's some real, real idiots this season.
Who's the biggest idiot, would you say, so far?
So it's tough for me to really... I think because it's so early in the season, some front runners thus far, Mike, the bald guy, he's just like misogyny with a bobblehead on top.
I enjoyed him not being able to listen to a goddamn conversation for what was 2 minutes, essentially, that he couldn't get the story.
Yeah.
Like, couldn't understand what was being said to him because it didn't have an end.
No, and, like, girlfriend's pouring her heart out about being, I mean, growing up in a broken system, being an orphan. And this shiny dickhead just...
That is a... perfect description.
Yeah, he's a shiny dickhead. However, and this is truly my life in a nutshell, I'd like to fuck him.
You'd like to fuck Mike?
Yeah, he's hot.
Is he a prawn? Like, would you take the head off and fuck the body? No, or would you all of it?
No, I'd shove that shiny head right out my vajuts and, and call it a day.
I've never heard the word vajuts before.
Yeah.
But glad I heard it here first.
Yeah, so...
You're going to have to take it away from Heidi because I feel like Heidi still likes him even though he's a fucking pig to her.
But that's what girls do. You stay with a bad
guy. It's a shame,
isn't
it?
And if the D is good and he looks like he's packing.
You think so?
Yeah, he looks like he's packing. You don't get that arrogant and be able to like...
Yeah, you're not bald and that arrogant.
No.
Unless you've got a huge dick.
No, he fucks for sure.
He fucks. There's another couple... I think we need to talk about, which is Nick and Cyrell. Is that
Cyril?
Cyril? Cyrell?
Cyrell, yeah.
Just first of all, mother in the episode saying don't swear in front of the food
is a
was
mood.
Iconic.
That's a huge mood.
Yeah, that shook me a bit.
Yeah. I think
in appreciation.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. And like, I'd marry her.
Yeah. No, I was like, why isn't she going on the honeymoon? Why isn't she on the show? Because she has character and life to her that I didn't know this show needed.
Yeah, I loved her.
Yeah.
I won't say a bad word about her.
Absolutely
you
not.
Couldn't force me to. Like, a gun to my head.
Yeah. You'd take the bullet.
Yeah, I would take the bullet because, like, fuck. Don't speak like that in front of the food. And the overwhelming feedback I saw online was that's, like, classic Filipino mother.
Yeah.
Please do not swear in front of the food.
Yep.
And what a gorgeous sentiment.
I know. Like, it makes you respect the meal that's in front of you so yeah. much more.
And it makes me want to just like go now and before I hoover down any kind of food,
yep.
just like a little silent prayer to yep. myself.
Yeah. There's a reason that people say grace. I've realized now.
Yeah. Even though I don't believe in God.
No, I don't believe in any religion. I don't want to ever pray.
I believe in food, though.
Oh, amen, sister.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the other thing I need to talk about with this couple was something that I didn't know was a thing.
Where you're going with this.
Was that when you have a surgery on around your prostate area for cancer reasons, that something can go wrong, which did happen for Nick.
Yeah.
Which is that your, don't know what the medical term is, but one of the veins that go to your balls, I guess.
Oh, I must have missed that day.
Yep.
Sex head.
Yeah, but it got cut, tube, I guess you call it.
Sure.
And now he
can't. Fallopian tube.
Now, yeah, the male fallopian tube.
Yeah, one of the.
And now he can't ejaculate, but he can orgasm.
Yep.
But now when he ejaculates, his cum goes in his stomach.
Ooh, okie dokie. So I did watch this and I immediately took a shot of cum to my stomach. The way he described it
was... Were you
with
your boyfriend at the time?
Yeah. Yep. And that did actually happen.
Yep.
Ironically. Mm. No, it was very visceral the way he was describing it. But I just sort of walked through, tried to understand, like, does it feel like he's taking a hot load in his mouth and then swallowing it? Like, we've all been there.
Yeah.
Is that what it's like for him?
Does it feel like, you know, when you really want, like, KFC, when you're, like, really hungover and you're like, this is a great idea.
Yeah.
And then you scoff it down and then it's sitting there in your stomach.
Yeah.
There's a deep sense of regret there.
Yeah.
Do you think that's what his load feels like in his stomach?
Yeah, and I'm just wondering, does he have to pass it? Like,
it'd move its way into the digestive system, I believe.
Does he get like a funky wee or a funky poop after that? What's going on?
Do you get a funky wee or a funky poop?
Once you take it to the stomach? That's a good point. That's a really good point.
Do I?
Yeah, like I never really thought about like a shiny sort of pool cleaner smell to my to my urine.
You're not really inspecting it that much either, are you?
Hey, full disclosure though, I don't love swallowing.
Okay.
If I can avoid it, I will.
Yeah.
I'll take on for the team.
Yep.
I'm a team player.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It's my mouth is my space.
Yeah.
And I'll take the D if I've invited it
if it's welcome.
If there's an invitation.
Yep.
But
that's fair.
For you to just, and even though like you have the warning signs and you know it's coming, for me, it's not my favorite.
No. I think not even in a relationship, are you just talking like generally?
No, yeah, just generally. Like,
but in a relationship, are you more happy to or no?
Okay, so am I allowed to say this on a podcast? Yeah.
We can cut it if you don't want to.
He just kind of likes doing it on me, and I don't know if that's like... I'd rather be regressing like suffragettes and Me Too movement if it means that I don't have to take a hot load in my mouth.
Okay. You're really, like, a pioneer.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think so.
I've tried to tell people for so long.
Yeah, and they're not listening.
No, they're not, because a lot of bullshit coming out of my mouth. But
I appreciate your honesty.
I think we'd be remiss to not be like, hey, Nick, you're a fighter. Congrats on getting through this.
And well done telling this story, because I feel like that's something... You didn't even have to talk about.
No.
You could. The cancer story was there. That's all you had to talk about, but you spoke about this. Yeah. So good on you.
Do you know what? Ding, ding, ding. You know what that is?
What?
Really good producer.
Great.
Really good producer.
Producer has got in there, got that story from him. We're like, you have to tell this to normalize it for everyone else.
The producer has befriended him.
Mm-hmm.
He's you know, offloaded, for lack of a better word, his deepest stories. And he's like entrusted her with that and been like, hey, you're not going to like tell anyone.
No.
And then she comes around. It's Quinn from...
Yeah, from Unreal.
Yeah, from Unreal. And she's just gone, bam, we're putting this in the show.
Yeah.
You're going to tell the jizzy stomach shit.
On your honeymoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need this.
And, I mean, that person is the worst kind of person.
Yeah.
But
perfect for TV.
But I bow down and say thank you for bringing that kind of TV to me.
Because I didn't know I would see that on TV ever.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I did not think that conversation would ever happen.
No, and it did just sort of come out of nowhere. Like, I mean, they obviously teased it in the promos, and I thought that he was going to say something along the lines of he can't have kids.
Yeah.
But this is way better.
This is a whole new world.
This is way better.
Yeah.
And
great content.
Yeah. I loved seeing that. That's great TV.
It was.
Hmm.
Snaps to them.
Elizabeth and Sam.
Runaway groom.
Mm-hmm.
Honeymoon, that never happened.
So here's my hot take on it, in case you care.
Absolutely.
I have to be so careful about what I say in this podcast because I am a feminist.
Yeah.
And you are too.
Absolutely.
But she's crazy.
There is a level of it, especially when she was leaving to go to that dinner and she was just, you know, singing alone in the house, like talking to herself. Having said that, I live alone. And the amount of times my monologue pops out a few times and you go, well, reel that in.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be a problem later on in life.
Yeah, if someone caught you doing that.
She doesn't have that reel.
No.
She doesn't know to not say. I know on like a TV show that like if you're by yourself, you know, externalize your thoughts, that kind of thing. But there's a little bit of something there that's worrisome.
So I once went to a talk with a guy who was a big shot, like producer for reality TV shows. And he said that the sweet spot for a reality TV, like contestant or a person, they have to have a borderline personality disorder.
Which a lot of these people do.
Which, of course. And it's like, was really upsetting to hear that because he was like, they're one viral video away from getting locked up.
Yeah.
These people are not well, but we exploit them. And is that the wrong thing to do? Yeah. Does it make great TV?
Absolutely.
Also, yeah.
Yeah.
And who am I to stop it?
Absolutely.
Should I?
No, please don't. Okay. I want to keep watching this mess.
I feel like your response was like, I don't know, maybe that we should change the whole podcast to being like, stop the reality TV shows.
Oh, no, absolutely not. This is my life. Great. This is my everything. I need these messes in front of me. I need them breaking down. I need to see their personality disorders develop into something
I cheer
worse.
It on. I cheer it on from the couch weekly.
Absolutely.
Like, yes, please, bitch.
Yeah.
And, okay, so one thing that I have to mention about Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Again, it comes back to the producers, and I think because I've worked on the other side, I know too much about what it is to draw this out of people, and obviously I've seen Unreal. But, like, the way that they set up these, like, forlorn shots when Sam left to go to New Zealand, I'm doing quotation marks,
because
did he go to New Zealand, or did he just go to fuck his ex?
Yeah.
We don't know.
I think he just went to fuck the ex.
Yeah. So these shots of her, and they were obviously, like, you're alone.
Yeah.
You're a loner.
Yeah.
Let's get
you. Be more alone.
Yeah. Let's get you eating a lot of food.
Are you going to get to the toaster?
Yes, the toaster, but also her walking around Elizabeth Bay and then was told her to like stop, take a bite of a bicky. then
little bicky.
Yeah, little bicky. And then look off into the distance and then go about your way. Like, why?
Do you take food out with you when you're walking?
No, why was sis opening, like had an open biscuit, in, like coming from no package at all, just like, out on its own, yeah. Elizabeth Bay is not the place that you want nude food.
No.
And then just to mung on it and then go about her business. Like, the producers did her dirty on that one.
Well, they want her to look crazy.
I know, but, and she's like...
And great job.
Yeah.
Kudos.
Yeah, cheers to them.
Yeah.
I'd like to chat to them. But yeah, let's talk about the toaster.
So we witnessed old Lizzie throw on a piece of, I assume, cold pizza into the toaster, shook many people.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
It's not right.
No. First of all, are you a cold pizza gal or do you need to heat it up?
It depends.
Okay.
It depends how hungover I am.
Yes, so the more severe, the colder it is.
No, actually the opposite.
Oh, I thought I thought it was like the less effort, as in like I can't deal right now actually doing this. I need to just eat it immediately.
So for me, it's like, the next morning, if I'm like, if I've had pizza and I'm actually not hungover and I'm just like going about my day and I'm like, God, breakfast pizza is so good. I'll quickly eat it cold, just get rid of the evidence.
Okay.
Which is like...
It doesn't exist anymore.
Have an eating disorder.
Yep.
But like, if I'm hungover, I want to take the time to make sure that I'm really like leaning into my hangover.
Yep.
So I want to heat it up in the microwave. Will I add some pepper?
This is going to be a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will I add a hot sauce? Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. But I want to lean.
Love your style. Yeah, a bit of hot sauce.
Thank you. Ooh. I want to lean into that hangover. So like, I am very particular about my hangover foods. And it's like... This is one day a week that you get to be a fat shit.
Yeah.
Sometimes three days a week.
I was going to say one day a week. Someone's been working on herself.
Enjoy it, queen. You've earned it. You were a mess last night. Fucking heat up that pizza.
Yeah.
Nude.
Oh, God.
What?
Who needs clothes when you're hungover?
I don't know. What? Who are you?
Get out of my house.
Yeah. See ya. He's not into her.
Oh, yeah, Sam doesn't want to be there.
He came back.
Hopefully innocent him fuck at some point.
Yeah, I would love that. I need a little, like, I don't know. I'm like, I live for this new home wrecker kind of
I love the
element.
Cross-relationship thing amongst the couples, being like, I want to fuck that person. Yeah. I'm not happy with what I got at the store.
Ines is the new Davina.
I barely know that reference, but I know what happened.
Oh my
I know
God,
what happened.
That little silent pause, and I was like, oh no, you don't know. But Davina,
the lips?
Yeah.
Davina, the lips?
Yeah, the walking lips.
Yeah, there
the
we go.
The walking lips.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had wandering eyes.
I can't wait to see the crossfuckery. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, I'm here for it. But I will just sort of say this, if I may, if you'll permit
go
me.
Go for it.
Michael and Martha. Love them.
Michael and Martha. Oh, I'd fuck Michael.
I'd fuck the both of them.
Yeah.
Like, she is the poor man's Kim Kardashian, which I am so into. He's like a beautiful soul, and he's got this sort of like dark circle thing happening under his eyes.
Yeah, yeah. I love someone who looks like they're like post recovery.
Yeah, but he's such a sweetie. You know?
Yeah.
Or maybe he's like a... He's a silent druggie. We don't know. But I'm rooting for them and I want to root them.
Yeah. Oh, my God. If you're going to ask me who I don't want to fuck out of this cast, I'd say Michael.
Okay. All right. Great. I thought you were going to say Mark and Ning.
At the same time. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Thank you. No, ma'am.
That's too many personality disorders in one room.
Yeah.
It'd be a shit show.
Yeah.
Anyone from the lineup that's standing out for you?
As like a big fucking idiot or just
or someone that you're connected to or
I just really enjoy Ines as a Ines?
How do you say don't Ines? Get it wrong. I'm triggered. If you don't say it right, she'll fucking rip you apart. Is Ines. It
Ines.
I don't know. She terrifies me.
She terrifies me as well, but she's just like great TV.
Yeah.
Because like I don't understand a person who can't get over, like, her not getting over his whole, like, stripper thing bamboozles me.
Why?
Why does it matter? Like, would you, if you were, like, dating someone who was a stripper, would that, like, former stripper?
Yeah.
Would that
That's a great
perturb you?
That's a great question. Not from the perspective of, like, I think it's, you know, an awful job to have, or like it wouldn't bother me that heaps of girls have seen your junk and, you know, you've put a little tiny Fireman cap on there and done that shtick.
Yeah. Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling.
Yeah. So for me, it's more like one time I saw this stripper and he was wearing the same dance jazz shoes that I had growing up when I was doing jazz.
That's cute.
And that's really stuck with me.
Yep.
And I think for that reason alone, that's a hard no, hard pass for me on strippers.
So why in the real world is stripping disgusting, but Magic Mike was hot?
Channing Tatum.
Okay. So that's just the only reason it was acceptable?
Yeah. It's like strippers don't look like him.
Okay.
That's not a reality.
Or like Matt Bomer or Joe, can't say his last name, Magnilion.
No. The big old, like, Bigfoot guy, that's probably more what you're working towards. Mm-hmm. And that's
something confronting.
Yeah. I mean, he's hairy. But they all have those little chest pimples that bother me so much.
That's from the steroids, yes?
No.
I don't know what that's from.
I don't know.
I see a lot of those pimples at the gym on the steroids people.
Okay.
So I relate it to that, but that's just me connecting dots that might not need to
truly
be connected.
Connecting dots, the pimple dots.
Literally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in a long-winded answer, not for me.
Not for you.
Wouldn't ever go there. But
Ines is bringing some intensity though.
Mm.
I do like that she did just, who do you want to fuck, Sam? In the last episode, she was just like, she wanted Sam to fuck her.
It sounds like she wants to fuck everyone.
Yeah, she wanted the orgy to happen.
Yeah.
That was a big thing that she was pushing for.
Oh, she was projecting. Sweetie, we know when you're projecting.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I feel like this is going to turn into an orgy. And it's like,
I feel like sometimes you forget the cameras are there, but not enough to suggest an orgy.
No. I do love that her last name is Basic.
I missed that.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I don't know if I'm pronounced, because she is Eastern European.
Basic.
Yeah, it could be a Basique.
Basique. Yeah.
But, I mean, God love her. Her story of coming to our shores. It's harrowing and, you know, can't have been nice, but that last name, truly, if the shoe fits.
And it certainly does.
Yeah. She reminds me of the lady that does my eyelashes.
Your eyelashes?
My fake eyelashes.
She a good woman?
No. She hits me. She hits me if I move my eyes.
Okay.
And
hits you where?
It hits me in the forehead. She'll just give me a slap.
Yeah.
And
do you learn?
Well, like, I'm a human being. Mm-hmm. Blinking kind of just happens.
Yes.
And sorry.
Blinking's a hard one to get around.
Yeah, but she says, this bitch, she's so cheap, I can't quit her. So I take the slaps.
And she has a good job.
She does a great job.
That's
I mean, great. Look at me.
That's what you need.
Look
stunning.
At me. Stunning. Yeah, so she terrifies me.
Virgin Matt, can we talk about him?
Yeah, we can. We can talk about Virgin Matt. No longer a virgin.
Woo! Cherry pop. Good on him.
Yeah.
Congrats to old Virgin Matt.
How did you lose your virginity?
I lost my virginity a day before my 19th birthday, so quite a late bloomer.
Yeah, nice.
In like a very boring way in my bedroom.
Okay.
My girlfriend at the time.
That was just lovely.
Like, yeah.
Was it a nurturing, lovely experience?
No, it was not pleasurable at all.
No.
It was very difficult. Things didn't fit. It was not.
They rarely do. They rarely fit.
Yeah, we weren't ready for it.
Yeah. It's like a confusing puzzle.
Isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. A puzzle that we kind of solved, but you know what? There's still so many more questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that we'll ever solve that puzzle.
No, I'm still trying to figure that out.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know if there's much more to say on Virgin Matt. I just think congrats to him.
I mean, I think it's just we all just wanted to talk about the fact that he was a virgin at 29.
Well, the show wanted to talk about that he was a virgin because they mentioned it every goddamn scene.
Yeah.
I don't think his name is Matt. It's Virgin Matt.
I think they did him dirty on that. I reckon I think he didn't realise how much they were going to focus on that.
Oh, yeah.
And, okay, so when they went to the dinner, I was like, okay, they're all like having a joke and being like, okay, you're a virgin at 29. But looking around the table, they're the only couple that have bam chicka wow wow.
No, the your big tall dick of a human and Heidi fucked as well.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. He was like, I don't kiss and tell, but he was like literally like rubbing his dick at the same time.
And did he
do like a
wink or something?
Yeah, he was like, and he got out of bed naked, remember? He put the old pillow in front of the jug and he got out. And then Heidi was like, I go to sleep fully in my pajamas. I was like, okay, cool.
Oh, that makes me want to fuck him even more.
Oh, what, because he's fucked someone else?
No, just the fact that he was so gross about
he's disgusting.
Having sex with someone for the first time. I mean, they weren't having sex on television.
Yeah.
And now this is going to go down as probably one of the worst segues ever. But I feel like that's about all the time that we can give to maths this week. We do need to move on to someone else.
Someone you really want to talk about.
Yeah, and I feel like this is going to be a point of contention.
Someone that you really want to fuck.
Yeah, but I would not use those disgusting words when I'm speaking about this... This gorgeous human, of course, it's Timothy Chalamet.
Timothy.
Lil Timmy.
Goddamn.
Lil Timmy.
Chalamet.
You're not a fan.
I'm not a fan. I don't get the fanfare of this boy.
Oh, my God. Why? Why not? We do not deserve him. How do you not understand how much people love him? I mean,
I hear people loving him, and I hear it from you as well. But, like, I really enjoyed Call Me By Your Name. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Ooh, that peach.
That peach got it good. Do you wish you were that peach?
Oh, that is in my spank bank.
Yep.
I think for eternity.
Yeah.
I am.
How many times have you, like, visited that peach?
Daily.
Yep. Okay. That's how you get up in the morning.
Yeah, that's my breakfast. Yeah. Peaches. Peaches and cream, baby.
Yeah.
So.
What? Wow. Mm. Okay. But he's been in the headlines this week for being a lovely human. I'll give you that.
Yeah. So he was on a flight and just a regular gal was sat next to him on this flight, and by chance she has an incredible way of tweeting, so I'm suspicious about that because she's was able to live tweet it, but she tweeted about the experience afterwards.
Yeah.
And they formed some sort of bond.
Yeah.
And I'm jealous.
I was about to say I can hear her. A little bit of jealousy.
Yeah, I'm salty.
In your tone?
Yeah, I'm salty. Why the fuck am I not sat next to Timothy Chalamet?
In economy, by the way, as well.
Yeah, like, boyfriend, don't need all of that glitz and glamour. And again, proving my point, that's why he's so great. So I will just, if you don't mind, read some of the tweets.
Yeah.
So this chicky babe.
Can you pronounce her name?
Well, the handle is at Alan Cruther.
Yeah.
Alan Cruther, perhaps.
Yeah.
She said, so I enter the flight and see a tall, lanky dude in front of me wearing a hoodie, and both of us are the only ones without overhead space to keep our bags. I mean, that's just so, like, humble.
Yeah.
Like, he's got a carry-on bag. Anyway, and I look up to see an actual angel, and alarm bells in my head go off immediately. And she called him out. She called him out on being Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah.
And what transpired was this gorgeous, like, 4 hours, and they were talking to each other, and he was, like, very engaged and wanted to know about her life, which is just, like, makes me wet. So dripping wet.
Isn't it great when people ask you questions?
I hate it.
Sorry?
I hate it when people want to know things about me. Like,
how do you go on dates?
No, like, okay, I see what you're saying, but, like, I understand, and I get so mad if people don't show an interest in me. Like, I'm that girl that goes on a date, and I'm like, he talked about himself the whole time. What a fucking asshole.
Oh, that's been my, like, last 90 dates.
Right.
Yeah.
So sorry that you've had to go through
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. But then, like, I get so turned off when I have to talk about myself, so... I don't know. No one wins in this situation, and that's why.
So your preferred like date or interaction with a human is silence?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Ideally silence.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out what works for me, what makes me tick.
But you'd be happy with no silence with Timothy in this situation. You want to be our friend in this situation or no? Well, she's not a friend, sorry.
Okay, to be honest, I think we're focusing too much on this girl. I'd like to just go back to him.
Okay.
If I was sat next to him on a flight, I'd do that cool thing where it's like, oh, I know it's a celebrity. I want to give them their space. I don't want to bother them.
Yeah.
But then,
which is what we all think we would do.
Think we would do.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I'd probably be disgusting and try and flirt with this. I mean, he's 23, but in my head, I know that I'm doing something wrong because he seems underage.
How old again, sorry?
He's 23.
That's like literally where my like Tinder age thing starts.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's on the edge of like people. Yeah,
it's on the cusp of feeling like a, oh God, what are those dirty old men that are going to jail at the moment for... plays the board.
Sorry.
Rolf Harris.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yes, I knew we were going to bring in some sort of like topical kitty diddling thing into this.
Is Rolf Harris really topical at the moment? Wasn't that like 2 years ago? Or is he going into jail now?
I think he's actually in the Slammer.
Okay.
But yeah, we do want to keep it lighthearted and fun here.
Yeah, let's not get into that dirty stuff. Also, 23, you're really like reaching there, trying to equate the two.
Sweetie, I don't know what... Oh, I thought you were trying to say that he was too young for me.
You just took that as an offense,
yeah,
didn't you?
I'll fuck him
if I want to fuck him.
I was about to gloss you.
Yeah, yeah. I saw your eyes.
The GC in me was about to just go...
Yeah.
But I mean, if we can sort of like round out Timothy.
Yeah.
I love him. We're not deserving of him, but I am deeply worried that he is going to be cursed with the Jennifer Lawrence.
That we'll get sick of him too quickly because he's too much at the moment.
But also like the whole, hey, I'm down to earth and I'm not a celebrity. I just do things like regular people.
Do you think... First of all, great voice.
Thank you.
Second of all, do you think he has that side to him?
Yes. No.
Just because of this flight?
No, no,
are you saying
because
of the flight? Or do you feel like he just shows like...
No. He's so like... He's so beautiful and intelligent. And he was sitting courtside at a New York Knicks game. And he spilled over his alcoholic beverage.
Yeah.
And was like so cute about it. He was like, oh me, I'm a klutz. I've just knocked over... my drink.
If I knocked over a drink in a venue, no one thinks, cute, what a klutz. They're like, get him the fuck out of this venue.
Oh, yeah,
that guy is drunk. He shouldn't
that.
Be in here. That's embarrassing.
He needs to leave. I've seen you ejected from so many places.
Have you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I know because nobody's home upstairs when this happens. But I'm watching over you always like a guardian angel.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I also wish that I could knock over my drink and have the Timothy Chalamet effect where it is cute. I am a klutz.
You've got to fuck a peach and star in like an incredible film before you can like... Before it's cute for you to knock over a drink.
Okay.
But what I'm trying to...
So I fucked the peach for nothing. So I need to be in a film to be famous. Okay.
Yeah. So...
And lovable.
People need to watch the peach. And people need to not be, like, truly grossed out by you fucking the peach.
Well, unsuccessful.
Okay. Maybe try another fruit.
Yeah.
Maybe a watermelon's more up your
alley. Wow. Okay.
But yeah, I think we need to protect him at all costs because, I mean... People got a little over the whole Jennifer Lawrence shtick, which was like, oh, she's so relatable.
Yeah.
And it got a little too much, and I'm just...
Where is she?
She's actually... She just got engaged.
Good for her.
To a gentle fellow named Cook Maroney. He's an art dealer.
Okay. Art dealer, so money.
Yeah, but he looks... As the name suggests, he looks like a white, privileged... tall glass of water.
Yeah.
And yeah, I would.
Mm-hmm.
And I would let him oversell a piece of art to me.
Yep. Could you afford it?
No.
No, absolutely
no
not.
No way.
Yeah.
But
you'd say yes, write a check. That's definitely going to bounce.
Who writes checks? checks these days?
Don't art people do that?
Do you have a checkbook?
No. But wouldn't you if you're in the art world? Isn't that like fancy, old school? I don't know.
No one's writing checks anymore. Maybe it's an American thing. But anyway, she's engaged, but she's been laying low because she did. She came out and she publicly said, I need to step back for a bit because I'm annoying people because I'm too cool.
Yeah.
And I respected and hated that all at the same time.
Oh, as the world did.
Yeah. And that's celebrity in a nutshell.
Yeah.
I find.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait for the day you have to come out and say, sorry, guys, I'm just too, like, fun and, you know, carefree that I got to go away for a bit.
It won't happen.
No?
It won't happen. I'm here.
You're not tolerable enough to keep in the public eye.
No, I'm not, like... People don't enjoy my company enough to be like, you're too great for us to handle now.
You're too awful of a human that we don't need to see you. Let's...
No. I'm whelming. Like, no one... I'm neither here nor there for people, so no issue.
Good 10 Things I Hate About You reference.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed that.
I use it so much and people don't... It doesn't, like... It doesn't.
No, I really appreciated that. That took me back.
That's nice. R.I.P. Heath.
R.I.P. as well, Real Housewives of Sydney.
Oh.
This is the other thing I wanted to talk about. It came out, one of my fave shows that we've produced locally in recent years.
You yourself have produced locally.
That I was very much involved in this series.
Yeah, you EP'd it.
Yeah. Real Housewives of Sydney was officially cancelled this week and... Tears overfloweth, I must say. Did you watch it?
Commiserations to you.
Yeah.
This might hurt you, but I did. I wasn't like, no.
No.
Are you
aware of the players?
No, not really. But I really enjoyed the Melbourne.
Yes. Oh, Melbourne is fantastic.
Faction of the franchise.
Yes.
But... Yeah, I don't know. Talk to me about it. Enlighten me about these fallen stars.
They have fallen. Mm. It was just, I understood. So the main reason that it did get cancelled was because it didn't get picked up by the US. And the US have played like Melbourne a bunch. So like if they can sell it overseas, they're like, yep, it's a good show, whatever.
Sydney, those Americans were so...
I know. And Sydney didn't sell because it was too aggressive. That was the whole, feedback that there was.
Yeah, that checks out.
And it was true. There were drunken messes on that show. A bunch of them were. Lisa Oldfield showed up to a bunch of events drunk as hell. Loved her, though. Yeah. Loved her. But it was just, like, toxic people around each other. But I enjoy a good toxic gathering. You know what I mean?
Yeah, as we probably mentioned.
Exactly.
You connect with that kind of tomfoolery.
So, but I understand why it was cancelled, as in the dynamics weren't right and everything.
Sure.
But what I wanted was them just to recast it. We shouldn't lose iconic city like Sydney.
Yeah,
we need to just to have a new cast of people, maybe keep some of them.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay,
we need to recast this.
Yeah.
And we need to get Aussie celebs that everyone doesn't even need to love or adore. That we want to watch.
I've never seen you more passionate about anything.
I wanted.
In the whole time that I have known you.
I want to keep this show.
Yeah. You're getting quite worked up, and I'm going to kindly ask you to
calm down.
Simmer down, boy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I feel it. I mean, I feel there's an intense energy right now. Mm. So let's start a campaign. I'm here for it.
Who would you,
hypothetically,
mm-hmm. if you could, like, cast someone in this show? It doesn't necessarily have to have a child, but or be married at the moment, but of fame in Australia.
You don't need a child or to be married to be a...
I realised as soon as I said it that a housewife necessarily does not have to have a child.
Okay, 1942.
Yeah,
get back
exactly.
In your box.
I'm so sorry. We're just marrying people to have land.
Yeah. Snap that on the tip of your pen because I don't want to hear that kind of language around here.
I've never heard tip of the pen before, but that was great.
Yeah, I am I'm a wordy wordsmith.
Yeah, love it. So who would you like?
Yeah.
Sydney socialite.
Who's my lineup? Who's my lineup?
Yeah, who are you going to throw in there?
So I think it goes without saying, and I think this has been, and I'm deeply afraid that she was... already cast in the original.
Yeah.
But for me, I need more Roxy Jasenko.
She's top of my list.
Oh, great.
Top of my list.
Amazing.
When they were like talking about they need to like shake it up next season, I was like, bring in Roxy.
Yeah.
I loved her on The Australian Apprentice. And I was like, you're made for reality TV.
Yeah.
I love your energy. And also the story with her like husband being ex-con, like fuck. Like we need that.
100%. And like, you know she's good for it because she's like, she's a fame whore. Yeah. Like I've never met anyone like hungrier.
You've met her.
No, but I'm on Daily Mail quite a lot.
Yeah. So you know her quite well. And in and out.
And anecdotally, I've got a few stories that I could share.
So see.
Yeah. One such story is a girl that I used to work with was once her intern.
Yeah.
And she was in the foyer of Sweaty Betty. Are we going to get sued? I hope so.
Woo!
Yeah. She was in the...
We need any publicity. Yeah, please sue us.
So she was in the foyer of Sweaty Betty are doing some unboxing, not like for a vlog, but just like
literally opening boxes.
Yeah.
And
intern life. And she was like sitting on the floor opening these boxes.
Yeah.
And Roxy Jasenko swans in with like a Balenciaga in the crook of her elbow.
Yeah,
full blow wave blonde, like the Louboutins just sashaying in and goes at the intern, get the fuck off my floor. We do not sit on the floor at Sweaty Betty. And she, like, shat herself.
Yeah, as you would.
And was like, I'm so sorry, Roxy. I'm going to get up now.
Are you still friends with this person?
She's 80.
Okay.
And she was terrified.
Dolores?
Yeah, Dolores. She's no longer with us. Yeah. Roxy.
I would love to see that energy, and I would love to see inside Sweaty Betty. Is Sweaty Betty still a thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm so suspicious about... I want to see the books, basically. Yep. Because old mate's rocking, like, a Birkin in every different colour.
Yeah.
She buys a lot of expensive things, but that weave is still so bad. It's like an Olsen twin dyed on her head.
Oh.
It's bad. But anyway, nothing. It looks like something doesn't check out, and she drives a Maserati, I think. And like, that's huge cash.
What was her husband put away for?
I'm pretty sure like tax fraud.
That's where it's coming from.
I know.
They've hidden some money on some random islands that wasn't picked up during that whole case, and that's where she's buying it from.
Yeah, but so my backstory is like he took the fall for her and he went and did jail time because he was like, they'll eat you alive if you go into like the ladies' penitentiary.
That was almost a word.
Yep. And so he took the fall for her and then she went and fucked someone else while he was in jail.
Love it's it.
Like, and then he like went back to her, like took her back.
Now they're together.
So
he's fit as hell as well.
Do you think so?
As in like he's actually fit. I don't even know what his head looks like.
Oh, right. Because I was going to say he's a little too Willem Dafoe for me.
Okay. And yeah. I don't even know the face. I just think.
Sorry.
Oh. So was that a...
I thought we were going to... I thought we were going to gloss over that.
Oh, no, that was great. I caught that. I had to stop everything as soon as I heard
caught
that.
Caught the tail end.
On my side, where's Lara Bingle?
She's in...
LA or something?
In LA. I'm pretty sure she's, like, bi-coastal, as they say, because hubby's, like, filming stuff. Although...
Is he? I haven't seen Sam Worthington in a while.
What was really offensive to me was his American accent in Avatar.
Yep.
Great film. Could not stand.
Was it a great film? That's questionable.
Okay. I just said that because popular opinion is that it was a great film.
Yeah.
But
you've never seen it. You don't even know who Sam Worthington is, do you?
No, I've seen it. I saw it in 3D and I had a panic attack.
Yeah.
It was too hyper. That
was the beginning of the whole, like, throw 3D glasses on again.
Yeah.
We're going back here. And
then
you put it on, you went, fuck.
Yeah, I had a full panic attack. I was like, wait, what do you mean? Like, he doesn't have legs and now he's a thing. Like, it was just too deep in the vortex for me. anyway, she would be great. She's way too high-end now. She's done a lot of work marketing herself as this high-end, high-fashion.
Yeah.
And, like, the Elle's, the Harper's Bazaar, the Vogue's, they're still printing a cover story about her. And, like,
stop.
All she's done is made, like, a BB cream.
Yeah. Like, but I'd love to see her back here. I'd love for her to lower herself to a show like
I am in no way shutting down your...
The possibility.
Yeah. But no, I am shutting down the possibility.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, thanks. It would be great. Not going to happen.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyone else? Because I've got one, but I feel like maybe we...
Do we feel the same about this person?
I don't know.
Who?
I mean, do you... It's... I'm just going to say it. It's Delta Goodrum.
We need a musician.
Yeah.
You need someone who is in that world.
Yeah. So... The reason why she springs to mind is she doing well at the moment?
She's on The Voice every year.
Yeah.
Suggesting she's employed.
Yeah. So employed, great. And, like, don't take this as shade because I was like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, back in the day. Mm-hmm. Like, I was...
Born to Try was our year six farewell song.
Oh, my God, that's so lovely.
We didn't want it.
Oh.
We wanted Vitamin C graduation, and they said...
Oh, my God, we got it. We got it. I got that.
Well, yeah, no, because they said to us, they were like, oh, no, the year before you had it, so you can't have
it. Oh, my God.
And they were like, you're going to have Delta Goodrum, Born to Try.
Uh-huh.
And we were like... No mayhem, but they still forced us to do it, and they made us do a dance.
Well, suck my dick, because...
You can't dance to Born to Try.
We got to do Vitamin C.
Well, I hate you.
Okay. So, Delta, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's great. A lot of people don't like her.
I would love to see inside her life.
Well, we do have a little insight into her life.
Tell
and I don't know
me.
I want to know what the fuck is going on with my Facebook algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got served an ad last night from realestate.com.au. If you're familiar, if you've ever, I mean,
I'm aware of this. Yes.
For moi, mm-hmm. I am nowhere near buying a house, but
mm-hmm.
I will often go on there for a little, like, real estate porn and just, like, look
Absolutely.
Around. So maybe that's why I'm getting served that. It's like,
it's called torture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, an ad popped up, sponsored post, and I'll read you...
The headline?
I'll read you the headline. A really nice sunset picture of Delta, some, like, blonde highlights, a really orange cheek that they've given her. And the headline reads, Delta Goodrum finally finds herself a Sydney apartment.
I didn't know she didn't have an apartment.
Hold up. Has Delta been homeless this whole time and we don't know?
The finally in the headline suggests...
It's desperate.
She was not. Was she living from hotel to hotel?
Yeah. Was she snoozing under the Voice stage?
Yeah.
Was she washing her face in the guest toilets there? Like, I have so many questions.
Yeah.
That I don't know if they'll ever be answered. But Delta, if you're listening,
mm-hmm.
we'd love to have you as a guest on the podcast.
We'd also love you to have a housewarming that we can be invited to in this lovely new apartment that seems to have made you complete, I guess.
Yeah, and we can't promise that Daniel won't vomit on your brand new carpet.
I haven't vomited in such a long time.
Oh, my God, that's so crazy because I've just been on a vomiting streak lately.
Oh, my God, it's like we have swapped lives.
I know. Like, the other weekend, I did a full-blown projectile. Like, I was doing a wee,
mm-hmm.
and then I was like, fuck.
Mm.
There's something coming up, and I had been drinking red wine in the summertime, which was my first mistake,
mm-hmm.
and it went everywhere.
And it looked like you'd murdered someone in the bathroom.
Yeah, it looked like day three of my period. It was fucked up,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know what's happening. I'm like trying to talk to my gut and.
Mm-hmm. And what's your gut telling you?
No, as in, like,
please,
I'm trying to
stop.
Address it. And be, no, because I'm such a good drinker. I've always been such a...
In what way?
Like, I can throw it down.
Yeah.
I can throw it back.
I've seen you throw them back, girl.
Yeah, and like a champ.
Mm.
And just, like, kick on.
Yeah.
Without any interruptions.
Mm-hmm.
Like vomiting and, like, I'm turned back into like 16-year-old me after having two vodka cruises.
You've relapsed into your teen years.
I've lapsed. But yeah, I mean, if indeed Delta was homeless.
Yeah.
And she's now finally found herself a home.
Yeah, a Sydney apartment.
Bless up to her.
Well done to her. What an achievement.
Yeah, I'm really happy for her. And now that she's got an apartment, great location to film Real Housewives of Sydney.
Yeah, exactly. She has a home.
As the name suggests.
Exactly.
But I guess that's all we've got for you this
week. That's what's happening this week.
That really zoomed by.
It did.
I feel like you and I could probably talk about this shit forever.
I could literally just do a deep dive on like Delta Goodrum's like discography. How do you say that? Discography. Yeah, there we go. I think I said
it right
the first time.
For next week. We'll check back in.
Pronunciation isn't my forte.
No.
No. Neither but is you're
great
speaking.
But you're great at some other things.
Thank you.
You've chosen the right path to go down though, podcasting.
Yeah, like with my speech impediment. Yeah. This is just a human, basically.
Yeah, we'll be happy to bring more of that to you guys in the coming weeks.
Yeah.
My first inclination was to just say like and subscribe. I don't even know if that's what you say as a podcaster.
Yeah, well, definitely subscribe.
But you can't. There's no like function, is there?
I don't know what.
I mean, like, to start like a Facebook page. I don't know.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thanks, guys.
Lovely. We love to have you here.
Yeah, we love you. Yeah. We're in love with you.
Yeah.
Maybe that's our
Wherever
sign
you are,
off.
We love you.
Maybe that's our sign off.
Yeah.
We're deeply in love with you.
Yeah, deeply, see, madly.
See you next, truly. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.